702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
10 minutes to 8. Let's catch up with the world of viral content now. Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Belle.
I'm quite sure that's not how you pronounce that word.
Yeah, this guy, he's actually got an interesting TikTok account. He does the news events in 60 seconds each day. I don't know which day this was, but he was talking about something that Schweppes had come up with, a product that Schweppes had introduced. And the way in which he pronounces the word Schweppes is just absolutely crazy. And I think if you maybe think about it, Bongos, maybe there's words out there that you look at sometimes and you struggle to pronounce. And, you know, you might just keep it that way. And your friends and family will say, well, that's not how you pronounce that word. What is that word that you're saying? But you keep it that way nonetheless, because that's how you kind of think you pronounce it. And maybe it's caught on with your mates or something like that. So let's take a listen to him talking about this product and see if you can pick up the word.
Literally don't know how to pronounce this word, but PepsiCo just officially recalled their sugar-free Shua Peepees ginger ale.
Shua Peepees is how he pronounces Schweppes. Shua Peepees. Really, really, really bizarre. And if you kind of look at the word phonetically, I suppose Shua Peepees makes sense to him, but maybe not to you.
No, it doesn't make sense. Like, really.
Shua Peepees. I hope you don't go into the bottle store on the weekend, Bongos, and say, can I have a six-pack of Shua Peepees, please? They'll look at you really, really funny. But do you have a word that you struggle with in the English language? And what is the word? And why is it that particular word that you struggle with? I used to struggle with the word kiosk. For some reason, I don't know. I once pronounced it many, many years ago as the koisk. That was one of my words that I struggled with.
It's always interesting for me as well when it comes to brands in particular, right? Because you might say it one way, but in terms of the country of origin, people may say it completely differently. I think we all battled with Huawei for a long time. Hyundai was one that we also, you know, had to figure out how to say. And then there is the skin lotion. We say here it's Nivea, but apparently where it comes from, it's Nivea. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. Nivea, you say.
There we go. So before you start ragging people for saying things about Schweppes, just think about that. Yesterday, I referred to Bondi Beach, and I got a terse SMS from one of our listeners saying, it's Bondi Beach, you idiot. There you go. None of us are perfect.
I love those WhatsApps that we get.
Make my day. All right, what word do you frequently mispronounce, and have you had to be corrected? Do let us know. And are you one of those people who corrects people on their pronunciation? If people make sense and you understand what they are saying, what's the problem? Do let me know your views on that one. Father, horrified and then simply moved.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this video and it made me have a bit of a chuckle, but then it warmed my heart. So this father is in the birthing room, and his wife is having a natural birth, and he's standing there, you know, watching the procedure take place. And there's the moment where I think maybe the head pops out or something happens. And his reaction to this is just like one of, he like steps away and gets completely horrified. And then the nurse says to him, no, don't go away. Come closer. And then he comes a bit closer, and then he sees, this little baby boy that's now been birthed, and his whole facial expression just changes. And then he's fascinated. He's, that's my baby boy. So from horrified to completely in love, was his reaction. And I wanted to ask the men this morning, when you've been in the room with the missus and she's giving birth, What was your role? Did you stand there with her, holding her hand, talking to her, or were you there by the doctors, like looking, getting involved, maybe filming, taking pictures? Or would that just kind of gross you out and you'd be like, you know, let me just stand in the corner and mind my own business?
Stood in the corner minding my own business.
Didn't you?
Stood in the corner minding my own business. So yeah, that's that. But I always tell my daughter I was the first to see her. So, you know, she mustn't get it twisted. All right, yeah. Dads, what was your role in the birthing room? And I'd love to hear from moms about what it is they expect their partners to do when they are in labor.